Bilbo opened his eyes. It was just as dark as with them shut. No one was anywhere near him. He could hear nothing, see nothing, feel nothing, except the stone of the floor. Very slowly, he got up and groped on all fours till he touched the wall of the tunnel. No sign of goblins, no sign of dwarves. His head was swimming, and he was far from certain even of direction. He guessed as well as he could, and crawled along till suddenly his hands met what felt like a tiny ring of cold metal lying on the floor of the tunnel. It was a turning point in his career, but he did not know it. He put the ring in his pocket, almost without thinking. Why had he been left behind? Why had the goblins not caught him? The truth was, he had been lying quiet, out of sight, in a very dark corner. After some time, he felt for his pipe and tobacco. They were there. Slapping all his pockets and feeling all round himself for matches, his hand came on the hilt of his sword, the little dagger that he had got from the trolls. He drew it. It shone, pale and dim, before his eyes. Somehow he was comforted. So it is an elvish blade, too. And goblins are not very near, and yet not far enough. Shall I go back? No, that's no good. Sideways? Impossible. Forward? Only thing to do. On we go. So up he got, and trotted along with his little sword, his heart all a pitter and a patter, until, suddenly, without any warning, he trotted splash into icy cold water. He stopped, and he could hear, listening hard, drops drip, drip, dripping from an unseen roof into the water below. There was no other sound. So it is a pool or a lake, and not an underground river. Deep down here by the dark water lived Gollum, a small, slimy creature, as dark as darkness, except for two big, round, pale eyes in his thin face. He had a little boat, and he paddled it with large feet dangling over the side. But never a ripple did he make, not he. He was looking out of his pale, lamplight eyes for blind fish, which he grabbed with his long fingers as quick as thinking. He liked meat, too. Goblin he thought good when he could get it, but he took care they never found him out. He just throttled them from behind if they ever came down alone anywhere near the edge of the water. Gollum lived on a slimy island of rock in the middle of the lake. He was watching Bilbo now from a distance with his pale eyes like a telescope. Bilbo could not see him, but he was wondering a lot about Bilbo as he slowly paddled his boat toward him. Suddenly up came Gollum and whispered and hissed, "Bless us and splash us, my precious. I guess it's a choice feast, at least a tasty morsel it'd make us."
Gollum.
And when he said, "Gollum," he made a horrible swallowing noise in his throat. That is how he got his name, though he always called himself My Precious. The hobbit nearly jumped out of his skin when the hiss came, and suddenly he saw the pale eyes sticking out at him. "Who are you?" he said, thrusting his dagger in front of him.
"What is he, My Precious?" whispered Gollum.
"I am Mr. Bilbo Baggins. I have lost the dwarves, and I have lost the wizard, and I don't know where I am, and I want to get out of here."
"What's he got in his hands, is?"
A sword. A blade which came out of Gondolin."
"Sssss," said Gollum, and became quite polite. "Perhaps he sits here and chats with it a bit, see, My Precious. It likes riddles, perhaps it does it?"
"Very well," said Bilbo, who was anxious to agree until he found out more about the creature.
"You ask first."
So Gollum hissed,
"What has roots as nobody sees, is taller than trees, up, up it goes, and yet never grows."
"Easy," said Bilbo. "Mountain, I suppose."
"Does it guess easy?
It must have a competition with us, my precious. If precious asks and it doesn't answer, we eats it, my precious. If it asks us and we doesn't answer, then we does what it wants, eh? We shows it the way out, yes?
All right, said Bilbo, not daring to disagree and nearly bursting his brain to think of riddles that could save him from being eaten. 30 white horses on a red hill. First they champ, then they stamp, then they stand still. It was rather an old one, and Gollum knew the answer as well as you do.
Chestnuts, chestnuts, he hissed. Teeth, teeth, my precious.
Then he asked his second. This time he tried something a bit more difficult and more unpleasant.
It cannot be seen, cannot be felt, cannot be heard, cannot be smelt. It lies behind stars and under hills, and empty holes it fills. It comes first and follows after, ends life, kills laughter.
Unfortunately for Gollum, Bilbo had heard that sort of thing before, and the answer was all around him anyway.
Dark, he said, without even scratching his head. A box without hinges, key or lid, yet golden treasures inside is hid, he asked to gain time.
It proved a nasty poser for Gollum. He hissed to himself, whispering and spluttering.
Well, the answer is not a kettle boiling over, as you seem to think from the noise you are making, said Bilbo.
Give us a chance. Let it give us a chance, my precious.
Oh, come on, then. What about your guess?
But suddenly Gollum remembered thieving from nests long ago and sitting under the riverbank teaching his grandmother to suck.
Eggs,
he hissed.
Eggs it is.
Then he asked,
alive without breath, as cold as death, never thirsty, ever drinking, all in mail, never clinking.
Bilbo sat and cleared his throat once or twice, but no answer came. After a while, Gollum began to hiss with pleasure to himself.
Is it nice, my precious? Is it juicy? Is it scrumptiously crunchable?
He began to peer at Bilbo out of the darkness.
Half a moment, said Bilbo, shivering. I gave you a long chance just now.
Make haste,
said Gollum, climbing out of his boat to get at Bilbo. But when he put his long, webby foot in the water, a fish jumped out in fright and fell on Bilbo's toes.
Ugh, he said. It is cold and clammy.
And guessed.
Fish! Fish! He cried. It is fish!
Gollum was dreadfully disappointed. But Bilbo asked another riddle as quick as ever he could.
No legs lay on one leg. Two legs sat near on three legs. Four legs got some.
It wasn't really the right time for this riddle, but Bilbo was in a hurry. As it was, talking of fish, no legs was not so very difficult, and after that, the rest was easy. Fish on a little table, man at table sitting on a stool, the cat has the bones. That, of course, is the answer, and Gollum soon got it. Then he thought the time had come to ask something hard and horrible. This is what he said.
This thing all things devours, birds, beasts, trees, flowers, gnaws iron, bites steel, grinds hard stones to meal, slays kings, ruins town, and beats high mountain down.
Poor Bilbo sat in the dark thinking of all the horrible names of all the giants and ogres he had ever heard told of in tales, but not one of them had done all these things. He began to get frightened. Gollum began again to get out of his boat. Bilbo could see his eyes coming towards him. His tongue seemed to stick in his mouth. He wanted to shout out,
"Give me more time!"
But all that he could squeal was,
"Time! Time!"
Bilbo was saved by pure luck, for that, of course, was the answer. Gollum's frustration was now pure hatred. This time he did not go back to his boat. He sat down in the dark by Bilbo.
It's got to ask us a question, my precious. Yes, yes, yes. One more question to ask. Yes,
said Gollum. But Bilbo simply could not think of any.
Ask us. Ask us,
said Gollum. Bilbo pinched himself and gripped on his little sword. He even felt in his pocket with his other hand. There he found the ring he had picked up in the passage and forgotten about. What have I got in my pocket? He said aloud. He was talking to himself, but Gollum thought it was a riddle.
Not fair, not fair,
he hissed.
It isn't fair, my precious, is it, to ask us what it's got in its nasty little pockets is?
Bilbo, seeing what had happened, stuck to his question. Hissed Gollum.
It must give us three guesses, my precious. Three guesses.
Very well. Guess away, said Bilbo.
Hanses,
said Gollum.
Wrong. Guess again.
Knife,
he said at last.
Wrong,
said Bilbo, who had lost his some time ago.
Last guess. Come on, said Bilbo. I am waiting.
Time's up, he said.
String or nothing,
shrieked Gollum, which was not quite fair, working in two guesses at once.
Both wrong,
cried Bilbo, very much relieved, and he jumped at once to his feet, put his back to the nearest wall, and held out his little sword. He felt he could not trust this slimy thing to keep any promise. At last Bilbo could wait no longer.
Well, he said, what about your promise? I want to go. You must show me the way.
Did we say so, precious? Show the nasty little Baggins the way out? Yes, yes. But what has it got in its pockets, eh?
Never you mind, said Bilbo. A promise is a promise.
Across it is, impatient, precious,
hissed Gollum.
But it must wait, yes, it must. We can't go up the tunnels so hasty. We must go and get some things first, yes, things to help us.
Well, hurry up,
said Bilbo, relieved to think of Gollum going away. Not far away was his island, of which Bilbo knew nothing. And there in his hiding place he kept a few wretched oddments, and one very beautiful thing. Very beautiful, very wonderful. He had a ring, a golden ring, a precious ring.
My birthday present,
he whispered to himself as he had often done in the endless dark days.
That's what we want now, yes, we want it.
He wanted it because it was a ring of power, and if you slipped that ring on your finger, you were invisible. Only in the full sunlight could you be seen, and then only by your shadow, and that would be shaky and faint.
Quite safe, yes,
he whispered to himself.
It won't see us, will it, my precious? No, and then its nasty little sword will be quite useless. Yes, quite.
That was what was in his wicked little mind as he slipped suddenly from Bilbo's side and flapped back to his boat, and went off into the dark. Still Bilbo waited, for he had no idea how to find his way out alone. Suddenly he heard a terrible scream. It sent a shiver right down his spine.
Where is it? Where is it?
Bilbo heard him crying.
Lost it is, my precious, lost, lost. Curse us and crush us, my precious is lost.
What's the matter?
Bilbo called.
It mustn't ask us,
shrieked Gollum.
Not its business. No, Gollum. It's lost. Gollum. Gollum. Gollum.
Well, so am I, cried Bilbo. And I want to get unlost, and I won the game, and you promised. So let me out, and then go on with your looking.
No, not yet, precious,
Gollum answered.
We must search for it. It's lost, Gollum.
But you never guessed my last question, and you promised, said Bilbo.
Never guessed,
said Gollum.
Then suddenly out of the gloom came a sharp hiss.
What has it got in its pocket, sis? Tell us that. It must tell first.
Answers were to be guessed, not given, said Bobo.
But it wasn't a fair question,
said Gollum.
Not a riddle, precious. No.
Oh, well, if it's a matter of ordinary questions, Bilbo replied, then I asked one first. What have you lost? Tell me that.
What has it got in its pocket, sis?
The sound came hissing louder and sharper, and as he looked towards it, to his alarm, Bilbo now saw two small points of light peering at him. As suspicion grew in Gollum's mind, the light of his eyes burned with a pale flame.
What have you lost? Bilbo persisted.
Gollum was in his boat again, paddling wildly back to the dark shore, and such a rage of loss and suspicion was in his heart that no sword had any more terror for him. Bilbo could not guess what had maddened the wretched creature, but he saw that all was up, and that Gollum meant to murder him at any rate, and ran blindly back up the dark passage, keeping close to the wall and feeling it with his left hand.
What has it got in its pocket, sis?
He heard the hiss loud behind him. What have I wonder, he said to himself as he panted and stumbled along. He put his left hand in his pocket. The ring felt very cold as it quietly slipped on his groping forefinger. The hiss was close behind him. He turned now and saw Gollum's eyes like small green lamps coming up the slope. Terrified, he tried to run faster, but suddenly he struck his toes on a snag in the floor and fell flat with his little sword under him. In a moment, Gollum was on him. But before Bilbo could do anything, Gollum passed by, taking no notice of him, cursing and whispering as he ran.
"Curse it! Curse it! Curse it!"
hissed Gollum.
"Curse the Baggins! It's gone! What has it got in its pocket, sis? Oh, we guess! We guess! My precious! He's found it! Yes, he must have! My birthday present! My birthday present! Curse it! How did we lose it, my precious? Yes, that's it! When we came this way last. That's it. It's gone. Gollum!
Suddenly Gollum sat down and began to weep, a whistling and gurgling sound horrible to listen to. After a while, he stopped weeping and began to talk to himself.
It's no use. The Baggins has got it in its pocket, sis. The nasty Noza has found it, he says. We guess, sis. Precious. Only guesses. We can't know till we find the nasty creature and squeezes it. But it doesn't know what the present can do, does it? It'll just keep it in its pocket, sis. It doesn't know, and it can't go far. It's lost itself, the nasty, nosy thing. It doesn't know the way out. It knows a way in. It must know a way out. Yes, it's off to the back door. To the back door. That's it. The goblins will catch it then. It can't get out that way, precious. Gollum! Goblins is... Yes, but if it's got the present, our precious present, then goblins will get it. Gollum! They'll find it. They'll find out what it does. We shan't ever be safe again, never. Gollum! One of the goblins will put it on and then no one will see him. He'll be there but not seen. Not even our clever eyes will notice him. And he'll come creepsy and tricksy and catch us. Gollum! Gollum!
With a spring, Gollum got up and started shambling off at a great pace. Bilbo hurried after him, though his chief fear now was of tripping on another snag and falling with a noise. His head was in a whirl of hope and wonder. It seemed that the ring he had was a magic ring. It made you invisible. There it was. Gollum, with his bright eyes, had passed him by only a yard to one side. On they went, Gollum flip-flapping ahead, hissing and cursing. They came to where side passages opened this way and that. Gollum began at once to count them.
One left, yes. One right, yes. Two right, yes, yes.
And so on and on. As the count grew, he slowed down and began to get shaky and weepy. He was leaving the water further and further behind, and he was getting afraid. Goblins might be about, and he had lost his ring. At last, he stopped by a low opening on the left as they went up.
Seven right, yes. Six left, yes, he whispered. This is it. Is this the way to the back door? Yes. But we dursn't go that way, precious. No, we dursn't. Goblins is down there. We smells them. We must wait here, precious. Wait a bit and see.
So here they were. Gollum had brought Bilbo to the way out after all, but Bilbo could not get past. There was Gollum sitting humped up right in the opening, and his eyes gleamed cold in his head as he swayed it from side to side. Bilbo almost stopped breathing. He was desperate. He must get away out of this horrible darkness while he had any strength left. He must fight. He must stab the foul thing, put its eyes out, kill it. It meant to kill him. No, not a fair fight. He was invisible now. Gollum had no sword. Gollum had not actually threatened to kill him, or tried to yet. And he was miserable, alone, lost. A sudden understanding, a pity mixed with horror, welled up in Bilbo's heart. A glimpse of endless unmarked days without light or hope, hard stone, cold fish, sneaking and whispering. All these thoughts passed in a flash of a second. He trembled. And then, quite suddenly, in another flash, as if lifted by a new strength and resolve, he leapt. No great leap for a man, but a leap in the dark. Straight over Gollum's head, he jumped. Gollum threw himself backwards and grabbed as the hobbit flew over him. But too late. His hands snapped on thin air, and Bilbo, falling fair on his sturdy feet, sped off down the new tunnel. There was a hissing and cursing almost at his heels at first, then it stopped. All at once there came a blood-curdling shriek filled with hatred and despair. Gollum was defeated. He dared go no further. He had lost. Lost his prey, and lost to the only thing he had ever cared for. His precious.
Thief! 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 Baggins! We hate it! We hate it! We hate it forever!
The cry brought Bilbo's heart to his mouth, but still he raced on. Scuttling as fast as his legs would carry him, he turned the last corner and came suddenly right into an open space, where the light, after all that time in the dark, seemed dazzlingly bright. Really, it was only a leak of sunshine in through a doorway, where a great door, a stone door, was left standing open. Bilbo blinked, and then suddenly he saw the goblins. Goblins in full armour with drawn swords, sitting just inside the door, and watching it with wide eyes, and watching the passage that led to it. They saw him sooner than he saw them. Whether it was an accident, or a last trick of the ring before it took a new master, it was not on his finger. With yells of delight, the goblins rushed upon him. A pang of fear and loss, like an echo of Gollum's misery, smote Bilbo, and forgetting even to draw his sword, he stuck his hands into his pockets. And there was the ring still, in his left pocket, and it slipped on his finger. The goblins stopped short. They could not see a sign of him. He had vanished. Whistles blew, armour clashed, swords rattled. The goblins cursed and swore and ran hither and thither. There was a terrible outcry. Bilbo was dreadfully frightened. I must get to the door. I must get to the door, he kept on saying to himself. It was like a horrible game of blind man's buff. The place was full of goblins running about, and the poor little hobbit dodged this way and that, scrambled away on all fours, slipped between the legs of the captain just in time, got up, and ran for the door, but could not move it. He tried to squeeze through the crack. Squeezed and stuck. Suddenly, one of the goblins inside shouted, "There is a shadow by the door! Something is outside!" Bilbo's heart jumped into his mouth. He gave a terrific squirm. Buttons burst off in all directions. He was through, with a torn coat and waistcoat, leaping down the steps like a goat, while bewildered goblins were still picking up his nice brass buttons on the doorstep. Bilbo had escaped.